Sistrus History by Trillum Haladrin, Associate Dean of Altheric History, University of Gwaelim. Roughly 1,500 years after the first eruption of Mount Firesong, the slugfolk of Thras unleashed their great plague upon the world. First Era 2200 and the decades that followed were some of the most harrowing years in Tamrielic history. The blight raced across the continent at an almost supernatural speed, leaving hundreds of thousands of misshapen corpses in its wake. Healers' records speak of boils, brittle bones, seeping mucus from the eyes and ears, and an unquenchable thirst that drove folk to madness. Unsung heroes like Flavia Lentinus, Iroliel of Rusefeld, and Mazazim al-Hagate laid down their lives in the vain search for a cure. None of them succeeded in halting the disease, but their work confirmed what everyone had long suspected. The plague was unnatural, and it came from across the sea, from Thras. In First Era 2241, the Kolovian sailor king of Anvil, Bendu Olo, loudly proclaimed his intent to punish Thras for their offense. He petitioned the Elysians for commission and received it in short order. With the blessing of the Emperor, Olo claimed the title of Baron Admiral of the Imperial Fleet and began assembling an armada of retaliation. Neither Olo nor any member of the Elysian Council had any illusions about the fleet discovering a cure for the plague. Few healers accompanied Olo on his journey. The clear intent of the All Flags Navy was the utter destruction of Thras and all its inhabitants. Within 2 years, the Baron Admiral and the founding members of the All Flags Navy dropped anchor in the Sistrus Archipelago. Kolovian engineers, assisted by Breton and Orcish laborers, set to work assembling the Sistrus shipyards in Gonfalon Bay and what is now called All Flags Islet. There were, of course, numerous shipyards working in concert in the First Era 2240s, most notably in Alinor and Rivenspire. But the Sistrus operation dwarfed the others in both size and output. By First Era 2249, the naval base and its first complement of ships stood ready to make war upon the Slode. Skirmishes in the early First Era 2250s transitioned to an all-out war by First Era 2258. In his memoirs, Captain Forvse Nelvilo of the Dark Elf flagship Hopesfire described encounters with the Slode thusly.
Then we saw the beasts, great masses of flesh boiled to the surface like blighted whales, spraying ichor from long rows of funnel-like pores. This green bile dissolved sailor and ship alike, and only stopped when we set it aflame. The slugs, bound to the war beasts' backs, hurled spells of such profane power that I hesitate to commit them to the page. Elves clutched their heads, screaming, and only recovered when we boarded the sea beasts and slew the Thracians with blades and harpoons.
Unlocking the secret to breaching these sea beasts proved to be a decisive tactic, as Slode often attacked with impunity from beneath the waves. The great warlock, Cyrobane, may have had a hand in this, given that his focus throughout the conflict appeared to be arcane naval warfare, but details remain hazy at best. After claiming several major victories at sea, Olo and his great fleet launched their final assault on Thras in First Era 2260. Despite the fact that this was the decisive battle, first-hand accounts remain exceedingly rare. Even now, we still have no idea how the All Flags Navy managed to destroy the Slode lands, or whether, indeed, the Slode used the Coral Tower to destroy themselves. Scholars like Silanus Rulo assert that this gap in the record was by design, as the secrets to sinking an entire landmass into the sea were too dangerous to commit to posterity. What we do know is that everyone who witnessed the event was greatly shaken by it. Subsequent accounts by both captains and sailors are characterized not by celebration, but by a deep sentiment of melancholic relief. The loss of half the fleet to a swirling gyre did little to improve the mood. Despite the horrors and losses, or perhaps because of them, the Baron Admiral and his remaining captains returned to the Sistrus Archipelago and signed a concordat of fraternity on All Flags Islet. This document bound each captain and each race to the cause of peace and cooperation. All present resolved to let the Sistrus Archipelago stand as a monument to Tamriel's victory and a symbol of continental unity for all time. Of course, time makes a fool of us all, and the people fell back into squabbles soon after, most notably the War of Righteousness. But for a brief shining moment, the people of Tamriel stood united and victorious against a common foe.